It's time for StoryCorps Griot. African Americans across the country are talking with family and friends as part of this traveling project. Today we hear from 11-year-old Keontre Compton. Keontre lives in Omaha, Nebraska, and he participates in his local Big Brothers Big Sisters mentoring program. That's how he met 38-year-old Stuart Chittenden. Here Keontre and his mentor Stuart talk about their friendship.
So how long have we known each other now?
Probably a year.
Does it feel that long?
Yes.
Yeah.
More like 19 years. When I first met you, I thought this was going to be so boring, it's going to ruin my whole summer, my whole life. But then you taught me respect. You taught me how to be mature. You taught me how to be a young man. You know how I ask you all the time, why are you so polite? Why are you so respectful?
Mm-hmm.
I understand that you're just trying to be a good mentor to me. And I love that. And there's times when you messed up. Like, you taught me that it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to get mad, but it's just not okay to get out of control. So, Stuart, what are the things you believe in? Like, if you believe in God, are you scared that he wouldn't pick you to go to heaven or anything?
Well, I don't believe in God. So I don't have a faith like you have a faith.
Mm-hmm.
But I do worry about living my life now to be the best that I can be. Does it bother you that I don't have a faith in God?
Sometimes it makes me shocked, but no, that's your belief. I can tell you one thing. You're the best role model I ever had.
I think we're teaching each other stuff.
Which makes us more closer.
Mm-hmm. I want you to know that this isn't a one-way relationship. I'm learning how to be fun and engaging and open, and so I want to thank you for that, Keontre.
You're welcome.
Do you think we're going to be friends for a long time?
You really want to know what I think?
I do.
I think we're going to be big brothers for a long time.
Keontre Compton with his mentor, Stuart Chittenden, in Omaha, Nebraska. All the Griot Initiative recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. A copy of each interview will also go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. You can read dozens of stories like this one in the first ever StoryCorps book, Listening is an Act of Love. Hear more at nprnewsandnotes.org.
StoryCorps is sponsored by AT&T. Funding for StoryCorps Griot comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. No spaces, just nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, we've got two Iowans describing how the White House race is affecting black life in the Hawkeye State. I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes.